This is Starcade, TV's first video arcade game show. And today's show is special. We'd like you to meet four Starcade champion teams. First, here's Chuck Booth and his son Attica. Here's Kaio Carini and his sister Gianna. Here's Luba Held and her son Richard. And here's Michael Lenzik and his son Mark. These are our four champion teams, and now here's your host for Starcade, Jeff Edwards.
All right, got some great teams here. Thank you, Kevin. This is one of those special days in Starcade when we find out who is the champion among champions. We have with us four teams, Starcaders who have already played and won on previous Starcade shows. They're back to compete against each other, and one of these teams is going to win this fabulous Hawaiian vacation. Well, it's good to have all of you back. Now, before the show, we matched you up at random to see who would be the opponents in today's two matches. The winner of each round will go on to play each other for the championship. So, Kevin, if you will, please tell us who the first two teams are.
Jeff, our first two teams are the Carinis and the Olenziks.
All righty, that means the Booths and the Helds, you can go off stage. We'll be back with you in a little while to play the second match. We'll see you all later. Booths and Helds, thank you. And the Carinis and Olenziks, you'll be our first two teams, so shake hands and get ready to play Starcade. There you go. Head for the podium. And as they head over there, I want to remind the home audience that each of our players has had a chance to choose one of today's games. So, Kevin, tell us what games the teams have chosen.
Our first game today was picked by the Helds. It is Bubble, a real messy, greased-up game. Next is Guzzler. It was picked by the Carinis, and it is the Waterman. The Booths picked Sinistar, an evil force hot on your trail. The Olenziks picked Zookeeper. The animals are on a rampage. And finally, Congo Bongo, chasing a great gorilla. And that's the one that I picked to see just how good our Starcaders are today. Jeff?
All right, Kevin, thanks. Those are the five games on today's show. And let's see, as Kevin told us, Kaio and Gianna Carini, you chose Guzzler. And Mike and Mark Olenziks, you chose Zookeeper. Right. Now, obviously, those are the games you'd like to play at some point today. But you've also had a chance to play the other games on today's show. So right now, we're going to show you the playing field of a video game on our Name the Game board. The first one to buzz in and identify it correctly chooses the first game to be played. So if you're ready, hands on buzzers, and name this game. Olenziks.
Black Widow.
Black Widow. Right you are, Mark. Good for you. So you have the advantage. Which of today's Starcade games would you like to play, Mark?
Zookeeper.
Zookeeper. They're picking their own game. Good idea. Kevin, tell us about Zookeeper.
Well, they give me almost nothing to work with, and I am only one man, but I do my best to keep the animals from wandering the streets. It's not an easy job to rebuild the cage because they are hungry, and they keep chomping away at it, and only the net can help once they've escaped. And until that net appears, I can only run and jump over the animals to get points. It's not an easy job being a zookeeper, but somebody's got to do it.
Okay, Kevin. Well, Mark and Mike, I presume you figured out your strategy, and who's going to play this game?
Mark's going to play.
Mark, you're going to play Zookeeper?
Yeah.
Okay, you'll have 30 seconds, so I wish you good luck. You ready to go?
Yeah.
Turn around, get ready to play, and Mike, you cheer him on. Yeah. Get ready, get set, play. And here goes Mark. Good jump. Grab the broom, good. All right, can you get the other one? Whoa, got disappeared, got the broom. Okay, time's running. Nicely played, Mark. Congratulations to you. Nice game. 2,720. Good score. Mike, you and Mark go back. And here come Kaio and Gianna. Come on, Gianna. Now, Zookeeper was their game, and I know you guys have discussed it. Which one of you is going to play it?
I am.
You are. Okay, Kaio. You'll have 30 seconds, too, and wish you good luck. You cheer him on, Gianna?
Yes.
I know you will. Okay, here we go. Get ready. Get set. Play. And here goes Kaio. Yeah, you got it, good. Going back to the other one. Got it. Way to pick it up. Ah, 15 seconds. bonuses. Oh, no, I got you at the last moment. 2,320. Okay, Kyle, 2,320. You and Gianna stay right here, and we'll be back in a minute to see who gets a chance in the next game to choose the next game on the Starrcade Invitational, so please stay with us.
The runner-up finalists on today's Starrcade Invitational will receive ColecoVision, the home video arcade system with effects just like in the arcade. Your vision is our vision, ColecoVision from Coleco. And for the grand prize winner, it's a week's stay for two at the luxurious Hawaiian Regent Hotel on the scenic side of Waikiki Beach near Diamond Head. Fine Hawaiian service furnished by the Hawaiian Regent Hotel. And you'll fly there on Pacific East Air, the bargain alternative to Hawaii. In-flight games and prizes, full meal and beverage service, fly in roomy and comfortable Super DC-8 jets, Pacific East Air to Hawaii. And as a special gift from Starrcade, a roll of quarters to use in an arcade over there. And now back to Starrcade with Jeff Edwards.
All right, Kevin, thank you very much. We'll be back to gameplay in just a second. Well, Kyle and Gianna. Gianna, what happened to you guys when you were in Starrcade? What'd you win?
A robot.
Oh, you won the robot? No kidding. Oh, that's going to be a lot of fun. And who played the last game, Kyle, to win that?
I did.
Yeah, okay. Well, I remember you really had a good time here in Starrcade. Lensix, what happened to you, Mark?
We won a video game.
Which one do you remember?
Gravatar,
that's a tough game. And you haven't played that yet, have you, Mike?
Yeah, no.
Okay. Well, of course, we have a trip to Hawaii at stake here. There's still one more game to be played. Olensics have a 400-point lead, but that's not a lot here in Starrcade. We'll total up the points scored on both games, and that'll determine who plays for the championship and the trip to Hawaii. So if you're both ready, hands on buzzers, we'll go to the name of the game board again. Take a look at it and name this game. Olensics.
Galaxian.
Galaxian is right. Yes, indeed. Good for you. That means you get to pick the game again. What is it we're going to play?
Bubbles.
Bubbles. I like bubbles. Kevin?
And Bubbles likes you too, Jeff. Watch out. This is a messy one. There's crumbs, ants, and greasies, and there's just you to clean them up. Stay away from the brushes and sponges until your bubble has a mouth. Score big by grabbing the broom and then sweeping up the cockroach. Olensics, this is a fine mess you've gotten yourself into.
Okay, Bubbles it is, and Mike, you're going to have to play this one, right?
I am, sure.
Right. How do you feel about Bubbles?
I'm going to try my best.
Good enough. Okay, Mark, you cheer him on. You have 30 seconds. Get ready, get set, play. Good. Down for that roach. Oh, got it. Hang in there. $13,380. Looks like that's pretty good. Really, really good score. What do you think?
It's great.
I thought he did great, too. Okay, head on back, Mark and Mike. Here come Gianna and Kyle. Now, turn around here, would you, Kyle, please? Just that's it. That's perfect. Gianna, did you play Bubbles on the show last time?
No.
I couldn't remember whether you did or not. Okay, Bubbles is the game. You have 30 seconds, and you have to play it, okay?
Okay.
Okay, good luck, Gianna. You ready? Get set. Play. Oh, brush, gotcha. You have another one coming up. Oh, you got it. Good for you. Look out for the roach. Oh, no. Oh, too bad. 6,500. Little bad luck with the bubble. Come on, head back. Gianna, you and Kyle back to the podiums. Now it's time to add up all the scores, and we'll find out who's going to get to play for the trip to Hawaii. You've all had a chance to play two games, and we total up the scores in both games to see which of you goes on to the final competition. Karini's, your total score is 8,820. Olensics, your score is 16,100. You guys We'll have a shot at the championship after a little bit. You'll come back a little bit later. And Carini's, I'm sure glad you came back on the show. Good to see you again, Gianna. You too, Kyle. Hope you guys had a good time, did you? You want to know something else?
What?
Got a present for you. Want to know what it is? Kevin?
It's a collector's library of records from the company that brings all the great recordings together in this grand collection. From the country sounds to the top 40 hits, they're all together from KTEL, the music leader.
Okay. Kevin, thank you again. Congratulations. Thank you. We'll see you in a little while, and we'll be back right after these words to meet our next two champions.
And now, our next two teams on the Starrcade Invitational, Chuck and Attica Booth and Luba and Richard Held. And now, here's our host, Jeff Edwards.
Okay, thank you very much. Welcome to both teams. Let's see, Chuck and Attica, what happened to you when you were on Starrcade? My mind boggles.
We won a Texas Instrument.
Mm-hmm. Did you get the big prize?
No, we didn't.
Just missed it, did you?
Just missed it.
Oh, son of a gun. Well, maybe you get the big one today. Richard and Luba, you missed it too, didn't you?
No, we got the Texas Instrument, plus we won Miss Pac-Man.
Super Pac-Man.
Mm-hmm. Oh, well, good for you. All right, we're going to have some competition right now. The Held, your game was Bubbles, and the Booths, yours was Sinistar. Let's take a look at the board and name this game. Helds.
Miss Pac-Man,
right you are. And now, Richard and Luba, you pick the game we're going to play. What do you want to play?
Congo Bongo.
Congo Bongo it is. Kevin, tell us about Congo Bongo.
I say, old chap, welcome to the Congo, where you are in hot pursuit of Bongo the gorilla, climbing up steep cliffs, jumping across waterfalls, avoiding treacherous coconuts, and on the upper cliffs, jumping up and down to keep the monkeys off your back before they gang up on you and throw you right over. Once you reach the top, you can move on to Snake Lake, Rhino Ridge, and Lazy Lagoon. Congo Bongo, it's a bloody good adventure, mate.
Thank you, Kevin. Well, Richard and Luba, your game was Bubbles, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
Why did you pick Congo Bongo?
Because Richard won the Super Pac-Man on Congo Bongo.
Ah, so you're going to play it, are you?
Yes.
All right, then we wish you good luck. You'll have 30 seconds. Luba, cheer you on. Ready? Get set. Play. Here it goes. Seconds. Got rid of him. Good. Oh, no, Richard. $1,280. Richard, a little bad luck up there at the top of the cliff, but congratulations. Nice play. Luba, okay, you guys head back. Attica and Chuck will come down. Hey, which one of you guys is going to play Congo Bongo?
I am.
Attica. Okay, Richard left you a little room up there. He got killed once, so you have a chance to score some points. You ready to go?
Yep.
All right, you have 30 seconds. Chuck, you cheer him on. Ready? Get set. Play. Too long, out of car. Another one coming up. 15 seconds. Oh, no. I think the old game got you, out of car. 250 points. Head on back. So, we know that the Helds are in the lead, but there's still one more game to be played. And as you know, it's a total high score on both games that goes on to the finals to play for the grand prize, that trip to Hawaii. So here's your chance now, Boots, at the Name the Game board. See if you can beat the Helds out. Hands on buzzers. Take a look at the board and name this game. The Helds. Too late, Richard. Had to have an answer. You got to come right up with it. The game is Pooyan. Pooyan. And that means Chuck and Attica get a chance to pick the next game. Better pick something you get some points at. What will it be?
Bubbles.
Bubbles. Bubbles it is. Kevin, Tell us about Bubbles.
Well, you know how messy this game is. There's just you to clean up the crumbs, the ants, and the greasies. And you've got to stay away from the brushes and the sponges until your bubble has a mouth. You can score big by grabbing the broom and then sweeping up the cockroach. It's Bubbles.
Well, Chuck, I got to say, you surprised me. You're some points behind, and your game was Sinistar, but you picked Bubbles, which is the Hell's favorite game. You've been taking strategy lessons from Henry Kissinger?
That's right. I intend to wipe him out on this one, then go on to Sinistar.
You're going to beat him at your own game. Okay, let's see if you can. You have 30 seconds. You'll be playing to Chuck. You come over here out of car, if you will, please. Cheer your dad on. Ready? Get set. Play. Seconds. Oh, got him. Oh, no, a brush got you. 11,000 points. Nice going. Pretty good playing, Chuck. Okay, you guys go on back, and the Hells will come on down. Richard and Luba. Well, they picked your game for you, and Luba, you're the player, right?
Yes, I am.
Okay, we wish you good luck. You have 30 seconds also. Come over here, Richard, if you will, please, when you cheer your mom on. Get ready, get set, play. Oh, brush got you right off. Got her, good. 15 seconds. Oh, brush got you again. This would have cost you time. $9,850 got killed at the end. Head on back. We're going to total up the scores now and find out who's going to play for that trip to Hawaii. Well, it's interesting how the strategy worked, and we'll see how it all pays off. Booths. You have a total score of 11,250. And the Helds have 11,130. The Booths are the winners. Boy, that close. 120 points separating them. Well, that means we have to say goodbye to Richard and Luba. Nice to have had you back on the show. And you don't go away empty-handed. Kevin, tell them what they've won.
It's the Beam Scope 2. It doubles the size of your TV screen and makes playing video games twice as much fun. Exceptional color, installs without tools, and it's affordably priced from Beam Scope International Marketing Services Incorporated.
And Chuck, it looks like your strategy paid off. The Booths are going to come back in a few minutes, and they were going to play the Olensics. We'll find out who's going to go to Hawaii.
Some of our contestants and some members of the studio audience will receive Triga Elite, the high-performance joystick from Electra Concepts with select sensitivity settings, rapid-fire bar, 5-year guarantee, and more. Your video system's complete with Triga Elite. And Zonix video games with the exclusive Double Ender. Two amazing games on one cartridge, multiple screens, and unbelievable graphics. Zonix new cartridges, Chuck Norris and Artillery Duel. Zonix, more fun for the price of one. And Remote Champ Freedom Fighter joystick from Championship Electronics. The first remote control joystick with no delay action when you play. Two firing buttons for thumb and forefinger, suction cups for tabletop play, and 20-foot range.
And now, it's time to find out who's number one on today's Starcade Invitational. We started with four teams. Only two remain, and here they are now. Chuck and Attica Booth, and Mike and Mark Olensic. Each has eliminated an opponent and earned the right to play the final round for the championship. And here's Jeff Edwards.
Thanks, Kevin. It's the Booths and the Olensics. We have two games left unplayed. They are Sinistar and Guzzler. Take a look at the board and name this game. Olensics.
Eyes.
No, sorry, not Eyes. It is Tasmania, and that means Booths get to play. Choose the last game. What'll it be?
Sinistar.
Sinistar. Your strategy worked out. That's the game you wanted to play anyway. This time we'll give you 60 seconds, a full minute, to show us what you can do. So we get set to go over and play the game. Kevin will tell us about Sinistar.
Mine the crystals by firing on the planetoids, then scoop them up, because these crystals make Cinnabombs, and lots of Cinnabombs are the only thing that can save you from Sinistar.
Okay, this is for the championship trip to Hawaii. It's at stake, and Chuck, you're going to play Sinistar?
Don't blame it on me.
Okay, turn around. You'll have 60 seconds this time. Attica over here. Get ready, get set, play. Oh, I got the warship. 15 seconds. Okay, Chuck, congratulations. 5,000 points is it. Attica and Chuck come over here. Mark and Mike down here. And who's going to play it with you guys?
Mark is.
I am.
Okay, Mark, the score to beat is 5,000. Good luck to you. Ready? Get set. Play.
Information about Starcade, visit www.starcade.tv and g4tv.com/starcade.
This is Kevin McMahon speaking. Starcade is a JM production.